Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, the drive is live. I've seen a couple of people on the text line say they don't no longer call them suicides. Call them ladders.
Ladders, okay. All right. Yeah. I figured they were going to have to take that out.
Yeah, that felt like one.
Yeah.
That felt like one you got to remove.
Yeah, yeah.
I
get it. I get it. I totally get it. But that's what we called them, though.
We called them horses in junior high, and then at some point, like in high school, it shifted into suicides.
Yeah, I just heard Lopez say horses. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, horses sound somewhat familiar, but yeah, we had the S word, man.
My school was the Gentry Mustangs, so I always thought the running horses thing was a part of that, but if Lopez said it, maybe not.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like I've seen some people chiming in saying
horses works too,
horses.
Though.
Yeah, horses works too.
Yeah. Probably not suicides.
By the way, speaking of, as they were talking about Tyler's tattoo, huge hit. This son of a gun had gotten a paper.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
The digital side.
But Cron, is that what he got?
Yeah, it's the digital side. Yeah. But it's actually better. It's even better than being in the paper.
Still a paper to me. Damn it.
I love it.
No, it's even better.
Oh, he was so proud of himself, man. He sent that to us.
For the brand.
Early this morning.
Yeah.
Said he slid in there. That's cool, man. It said the name of our show on there, baby.
They got them professional photographers. Got you on all your good sides and the good lighting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice glamour shot for you, man. It was a good night, too, man.
I gotta.
What a night.
I got to get myself into doing these things. I just can't get that tattoo. That's how Tyler rises up with these damn followers. It rises up. Pulls that out.
11,000 of those beautiful people now.
That's all right. That's all right. Good for you, man. He's in the paper. We're happy, man. That's it. You know, one on the team wins, we all win. So good for him. So he's not, but I guess you're right. Not really the paper. Really more the digital arm.
So digital arm. But it's got higher reach. It's got even further reach, man.
Yeah, but you better. can't go to the gas station or something. And get,
they
and
didn't
get
spend
it.
That paper ink on me.
Okay. Well, listen. You can move up.
To be fair, though, Tyler,
so basically,
they don't spend that much ink no more anyway.
True.
They don't print as many as they used to.
There's one in my driveway. By the way, who still gets the Chronicle?
Hey, so let me tell you something.
I rolled over and in the driveway this morning, backing out.
So I get the Chronicle in the digital form. I get something else in my driveway. But everybody in my neighborhood gets the same thing, whatever it is. It's like one of those even smaller community newspapers. And I have to stop my mother every time she comes over from taking my neighbor's newspapers.
She's a stealer.
She steals their coupons. Well, because,
do they not use them?
In her defense.
In her defense,
most of them don't. But she came across one who does.
Oh.
And so we had to have the awkward conversation of, hey, Mom, don't steal none of their. Well, maybe they don't use them. I say, well, somebody.
How does she know they don't? How is she so confident that they don't?
I don't know.
I mean, she's pretty confident.
I don't know.
They're not even her neighbors. They're your neighbors.
My neighbors. She don't even live there. And I have to. Every time
she
come over,
that story to herself.
She walks to the driveway, get ready to get in her car, and she'll go like just a couple houses down and just take about two or three newspapers. I'm like, hey, Mom, leave these people newspapers alone. Yeah. I don't get it.
Text line coming through, Tyler. Nope, I grew up in Waco, the Waco area, and they called it horses.
Got it. Wasn't just us Mustangs.
And he's 50 years old.
Yeah, I've heard horses. I've heard horses.
I hadn't heard that one. All right. A lot to get to today. Clint is out having a little throat problem. Hopefully he'll be back in tomorrow. I will say I think there is a fair questioning of did he go too hard last night?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a fair question. I'm not sure. Now, I will say in his defense, he has been fighting through. He did have a bag of cough drops yesterday that he was eating in between breaks and in between times he was talking.
But that would be all the more reason to not go too hard last
night,
wouldn't it?
Tyler, did you witness multiple? How many drinks did you witness multiple? You were there. I was not. I was with the Southside Saints. Did you
shout out to the Southside Saints?
There you go. Shout out to him. I see you, Josh. But you was.
So interesting enough, on the way to the event, you know, I rode with Clint because I knew I was going to be drinking.
Yes.
We're on our way to the event, and Clint looks over at me in his ride, and he says, hey, man, you mind if I swing into this CVS real quick? I said, nah, man, what's up? I got to get some Alka-Seltzer, man. It's hitting me pretty good right now, man. I said, dude, do you need me to get an Uber and go home? He's like, no, I'll be all right. But anyway, I actually cannot speak too much to how good of a time he had there because while he was there, the period of time he was there, I didn't really see him because I was laying on the table getting this new tattoo.
Yeah.
Crooked.
Did you witness him?
So I didn't witness him singularly getting lit, but we had a table. We had an Odyssey Houston table, if you will. A lot of our usuals at events like this. And
there's some people who can get themselves lit.
You know how we get down. And they got down.
They got down.
As a unit, as a collective, as a label, as a crew, they got down. And Clint's not a follower or anything like that, but he was a part of the crew.
He can get down.
Yes.
Now he's got a mess with
it. And if I'm gonna guess, and I know there were fans that were there that are listening right now. I'm gonna guess they had all the, all the amenities, all the drinks that you could want, that tequila that Clint would like to partake in, or that Coors,
and
that
for free.
This was an open bar.
I know it. I'm just saying, yes. Even if it was there, it was very there. Look, now as we piece it together, if he had to go stop by CVS to get medications, like I would think maybe
probably shouldn't have drank. I don't want to hear crap from him for a while about my nights out. Grow up, Clint. Be better. Take care of your immune system, bro. How old are you?
Man, but it was hard not to get swept in the moment.
I'm not going to lie to you.
It was hard not to get swept in the moment. Well,
that's what happens to me every time I go out. I just get swept up in a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you just get swept up in a few too many times. But, I mean, I no judgment that much. But I will say this. Clint has – I'm a little concerned. Clint's had a cold that has lasted – like a cold or a throat thing that has lasted through the winter and now pushing spring.
Should I have brought a mic cover?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be contagious because I'm around him as much as anybody, and I'm not getting it.
Pendergast
but
is here before
his,
me. So
he
yeah.
has had a cough for. It's about 5 months. I mean, we need to get this.
But just go ahead and drink some tequila at the event, Clint.
I was about to say, Clint, you didn't have a cold for half a year.
Silly goose.
What's going on, big dog?
Yeah.
All right.
Got to get that looked at.
All right, a lot to get to here, and a lot to get to with the people. And I think right now we got to have these tough conversations. I don't know if Tyler's ready to have them. I know Brandon's ready. I don't know how many of you all are ready to have them. But, folks, we are getting close to the moment where the Astros are going to have to start pulling the plug on this thing and making some real, real tough decisions.
You think so?
I listen, I'm not saying we are there yet. I'm still not where Lopez was last week where he said the Astros are done.
say goodnight to the Astros.
Now, I know many of you love to kind of revert back to, you know, past seasons of, oh, they do this. Well, this is the first time they've been 10 games under 500 since 2016. Like, that'd be the last time they missed the playoffs. This is the first time they have been under 500 since 2016.
By 10 games, yeah.
By 10 games under. Listen, I'm not saying that we're there yet, but fellas, we're getting close. Like, they're going to have to make some, they're going to have to start making some tough decisions where, for the first time in a long time, that they're not buying.
Yeah.
And that they're going to have to start making some tough, and I'm not talking about easy ones. I'm not talking like shutting down Abreu, that's easy. Trading Alex Bregman, that's easy.
It costs to be good.
I know to some it maybe, but that ain't hard. I'm talking the Kyle Tuckers. I'm talking the Framber Valdezes. I'm talking the Brian Abreus. I like the guys that can really get things back into your farm system.
Oh my God!
Those type of guys. I'm not saying they're there yet, but they are pulling up on it. They are on that exit, yeah. That exit ramp.
It's like
it's coming up.
It's like when you see that stop sign or that red light. And you know to start hitting the brakes. You're not there yet.
I'm not saying
that. But you're rolling on to the stop.
I'm not saying they're there yet, but they're getting close to having to have some real tough decisions, right? Like that, like to try to really build for the future. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, so.
No, Tyler, don't want to hear
that. They are, as far as the future goes, for right now, they are screwed for the future. Like they don't. They just don't have a lot.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from with that. I don't think that it's that you're that close to having to have the tough conversations. I think you're just close enough to having the easy ones that you mentioned. I know you went a step further. You said, hey, shutting down Jose Abreu, that's easy. Trading Alex Bregman, that's easy.
Those are easier ones.
Those are the easier ones. But I do feel like that's the stage where they are.
You think they're there right now?
I think that they are in the stage right now where they have to start thinking and considering, hey, what does this look like? What does our season look like have to go in this direction?
Real quick, let me ask you both this then. You brought up Bregman. That's an easier. And I do think that's an easier one.
Yeah, it's an expiring contract.
Do you look at if you made a decision on Bregman and moved him as this run to try to get to the playoffs is over?
I wouldn't.
You would look at it that way if you moved Alex Bregman that, like Alex Bregman, like moving Kyle Tucker, you are saying, this thing is over.
Yeah.
Right? Like a big move. But moving Bregman, you would, I don't know what I did there.
Yeah. Can I get that noise again?
That was your sound effect
like
for
a
rip?
Like a rip of a very Chris Berman like. But, I don't know. Depending on what you would get back.
To answer your question, yeah, no. To me, getting rid of Alex Bregman would, to me, signal that you're punting on the season.
That's what I would. Yeah,
that's what it would signal.
It would not signal that to you, Tyler. Because that
would be the reason to do it.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, I've gone back and forth the last 2 years before this S show about the Astros possibly trading Alex Bregman. I think that's an idea that could kickstart things kind of back into gear.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If you feel like you got a chance, you're not trading.
It's twofold. You realize that you're not re-signing them, so you know you're not getting them back.
That's why that's easy.
But then also, the whole reason of keeping them around is for like that last run, to make that last run. If you're not making that last run, or it doesn't look like you're going to make that last run, or it doesn't look like he's going to be the difference in you making that last run.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
Then maybe you make the move. Maybe it doesn't actually mean that they're out of it, but it signals, hey, the difference between us getting...
I don't think they're going to spin around and start being buyers if they did that.
No, yeah. the only way that they could trade Alex Bregman and still be World Series contenders is if they were to actually get their head out of their ass the way Justin Verlander actually said. The pitching comes back, right, and they have one of these remarkable turnarounds. But to me, by the time the trade deadline rolls around, you'll have a better sense for what you are. You'll have a better sense for what your health looks like, and that will inform your decision on whether to trade Alex Bregman. So that's why, to me, it would actually signal what they think, that they think that it's, you know, a long shot for them to make it.
Here we go. And that's why I said tough conversations. Those are the easy ones. The tough ones, they are.
The tough ones I don't feel like you need to have yet because it's not like you don't have anything.
I can,
you know?
I can I can see it in the distance. I can see it. Like, to me, if you end up getting to a place where you're punting the season.
Yeah.
Like, if they get to the, if this thing spirals to 15 games under or something like this, I know 15 and 30 is that mark that people, you don't want to get to. I think we got to start potentially having that. Those tough conversations.
But what I'm trying
to get the thing better in the future.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that's the whole reason why you would do it, right? You don't have much in the farm system. You got established players that could bring you back something
and
in return.
And it's hard to tell yourself, all right, if we just run it back with these guys next year, that's what I was getting at.
What's your evaluation of where your team is at? Is it more unlucky than good? Because if you feel like, hey, we just got five starters that were not healthy for long enough for us to kind of get out of the mud. Hey, is punting on this season the same as punting on next season? Like, dude, just because this season didn't work out, does that mean that what we have in terms of a core, in terms of still having a Kyle Tucker on our roster for right now, does that mean that we don't want to at least see in 2025 if we can not be this time next year, right? Like, if you could see it to where the Astros bring all of their starters back healthy. You still got this lineup absent of Alex Bregman, and it's still one of the better teams in the American League. You can still envision having that type of core. And then if it's not, then next year would be the time to start having this tough conversation that you're talking about.
Yeah, but
control for too long to just let them go.
You have what you got
a little too early.
You got Tucker two more years, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This year and next year?
And next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm out on trading Tucker.
Yeah, so let me see. Let me see that they're really bad first.
This is why it's, and I know you're out. Someone texted in, you're out of your mind. Even if the Astros lose 100 games, they should not trade Kyle Tucker.
Not yet.
What I am saying is to get the most that you can get. Because this is my deal is, if I know I'm not going to sign Kyle Tucker.
Yep.
And if Kyle Tucker is trying to get 7-8 years, you're not signing Kyle Tucker. I mean, based off what the Astros do and the business they do, I don't think they're signing Framber. Framber, to me, falls into that tough conversation. Having somebody a year and a half of control of a player would fetch a lot more than a half a season of a player. A rental for a half a season of Kyle Tucker as opposed to of the rest of this year and next year could potentially bring back more. The same with those other guys. And that's my deal is, if you don't have any, and I don't believe they're re-signing both him and Framber.
No, I would be surprised if they signed either of them.
And I think that is absolutely on the table because of the years and the amount that they're asking for, and it's just over what they don't do. It's hard. If this thing continues to spiral where I believe you have to have those tough conversations, I think you're full of it.
Yes.
If you're telling yourself, all right, next year, man, we just had bad luck, man. Verlander a year older, man. We get all of this. Let's run it back again one more time. And then potentially be in this situation where the value is not as high.
Yeah, and see, I don't know where the Astros sit on this. We'll figure it out as it goes along. But for me, I would much prefer to have Kyle Tucker on my team and make a run with a Kyle Tucker. As opposed to whatever the difference is in prospect return between trading them a year too late, I guess in terms of how you painted
value.
Yeah, no, I get it. It depreciates the value a little bit. I'm willing to risk that to have Kyle Tucker on my team and make another run with him, as opposed to, hey, I need to sell early and get as much as I can for Kyle Tucker, because I am still in the business of, if I'm the Astros, I still would, despite how bad this year has been, I would still want to be in the interest or in the business of trying to win a World Series.
And you could get yourself to a point, if they don't turn it around this year and this continues to go the way it's trending,
yeah,
that you're thought of, we could make another run next year with this cast. We could make another run. Or should we start to tear it down in certain areas to kind of prepare?
No, because the issue to me is not that the Astros didn't tear down. It's just that they didn't build.
And the reason
they didn't add the right things.
Why I say tear down is because I don't think you're going to resign.
Forget even re-signing guys. How about just actually sign some relievers, since you lost three and not just signing one? How about actually addressing center field or first base? Like, there are things that they could have actually done this past offseason that could have mitigated these issues that we're seeing right now. You bring back healthier guys next year and have a real viable offseason, and we're having a totally different conversation. So, yeah, and maybe part of it is they've done such a poor job along the margins in these last two offseasons that maybe I don't trust them to do a rebuild. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'm dealing with a little bit of that. But I also feel like they, again, should still be in the business of trying to win a World Series. You want to keep as many of your guys as you can while they're under team control.
That's the tricky thing. That's the tricky thing is because if they go for it again, they've lost their opportunity, their best opportunity to replenish and kind of build for the future.
I'd be willing to risk that.
I know you would. All right, coming up, I just wish they'd signed Kyle Tucker. Coming up, I can't believe I'm saying this. I wonder if Brandon will agree with me and the people will agree with me on this one, and maybe I'm losing my mind a little bit. That's a fair assessment. I might be. We'll do that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint is out today. That throat said that voice is sounding rough today. So hopefully he is back with us coming up tomorrow. As it is draft week. Tomorrow will be the first round of the draft, so a lot to get to there.
Big week coming up, Clint.
It is.
Rest up, dog.
Yes.
Get well, my man.
And this is one of those times in the sports calendar there where there is a lot going on. You got baseball rolling, and the Astros desperately need to pick it up. You got the draft coming around, which is a big deal around the NFL and the sports world. You got the NBA playoffs happening right now. And I was up last night past midnight watching that Mavs-Clippers game.
Yeah. Ooh.
Got me to thinking crazy. And I don't even think it's crazy.
Hold on, so.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I was against this at every turn. Completely against it every turn. I remember last summer one time we discussed it. Me, Tyler, and Sean Bajani, and probably not Tyler as much, but we discussed this. And I was like, I'm talking myself into this. And then luckily they signed Fred VanVleet about 30 minutes later, and then, you know, we could disperse at this.
Yeah.
I'm watching the first round, watching the playoffs, and in particular that game late last night. I think the Houston Rockets would be playing right now if they had either Kyrie Irving or James Harden. If they had signed, you know, one of those two, and I remember there was conversations and rumors about both of them potentially coming here. And literally the day that I'm talking about, I don't know if you remember it, Tyler, it was me, you, Sean Bajani. I was out of town doing the show. And I distinctly remember, like, 30 minutes after, because Sean was like, no, I was like, I made myself, I had like I said, it was. I remember saying it. It was like, oh, it's like when you go house hunting and you can you move your furniture in the house. I had moved Kyrie Irving into the lineup and thought about, I know the bad, like Stephon Diggs. I know the bad, what it could be, but yeah. Woo, what it could. And then they said, signed Fred later. I think the Rockets would still be playing right now if they had either one of those two. Especially Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, especially Kyrie Irving. I don't think it's even a question about it with Kyrie Irving.
The like, at the very least, the play-in, though, they would have made it.
I just think they would still be playing right now because we are past the play-in. Like, I think one of those guys gets you to
the Pelicans are in. Yes.
Gets you to the play-in. I don't think it necessarily guarantees you anything past that. Like, I don't think you're that much of a better team, but I've been saying it. Like
you don't think so? You
know, like, I think they are a better team with like either one of those how much players. Would it,
like if they, because they were,
they were the 10th, they were the 11th seed, obviously.
I can't remember how many games out, but like
enough. Yeah, I mean they were right. They were exactly 500. So
you think they're five, six more wins better?
Yeah,
that's what I feel. Five to ten more wins, but that somewhere
but five or six more wins would have still had them in the play-in.
That's fine.
So I don't know
they could have done with the Pelicans.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think that they're much better than any of the teams in the play-in. So what I'm saying is, with one of those guys, I got them in the play-in. I don't have them really past the play-in,
which is not good enough.
So I don't think it's a significant difference. But I did say that I thought that they would be a better team with either one of those guys, particularly with James Harden.
If you take Kyrie off Dallas and he's the sixth and they're the sixth seed,
here's the issue though. Here, unlike where they are. James in L.A. with the Clippers and Kyrie in Dallas with the Mavericks, they are unquestionably the guy here. I know they're passing the torch here to Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, but you bring James Harden back to Houston and it's James Harden's squad.
Yeah.
You bring Kyrie Irving to Houston and he's obviously a greater player. It's his squad. I don't think that's what you want. Yeah, I think you're a better team than if Fred VanVleet's your point guard, and that's not a knock on Fred VanVleet. I just think those two guys are better players. But I feel like you're kind of having a void in leadership, and you're taking a little bit of a step back in some ways as well, like in terms of the growth of the team overall, the culture, the things that they take away at the same time as the alpha and the number one guy on your team.
You think if either one of those players on the team, we see the growth of Jalen Green?
Man, it's
that
not even
second half because hell, we didn't see.
I don't even know if it's just Jalen Green. I think it's just the team overall. You are void of leadership. So whether it's Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, Amen Thompson, Cam Whitmore, whoever it is, I think that all of those younger guys benefited from having Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks and obviously Ime Udoka around. So to me,
they can have all of them except for Fred.
If James Harden is your best player or Kyrie Irving is your best player, there is a ceiling on that, and you're also, I don't think, getting the value in terms of culture and building things around the team that you are with a Fred VanVleet. I don't disagree that those guys are better players.
I understand the move because it was the move that I said, I don't know that I want either one of those players to be around Jalen. I don't know if that's who you would want him following either one of those two. But, boy, I watched them last night. And you saw what the Rockets became with Udoka, they had an alpha dude that could go and get shots and could get other shots, when he wanted to.
Man, but they're not better than an 8-7 or 8-seed with James Harden as their best player or Kyrie Irving.
Maybe
as their
not
best
James.
Player.
James. Kyrie.
Yeah, no.
It is full of the noises today, dude.
You're brushing it off. I don't know.
It looks a lot better. It looks a lot better with Luka next to it.
It looks a lot better. But we've watched him alone. I don't think they'd be the Cavs when he's first started. I'm just with him and Şengün. That would look a lot. That would look better. Oh, that would look good.
They didn't have a shot at him, man. I don't think they had a shot at him. I think he got to Dallas. He got traded to Dallas and said, "Hey, I'm gonna hitch my wagon to this Luka thing. All the pressure's on him. I get to be the other guy. But I'm still that guy."
I knew he could play with another star like that. Obviously, he did it with LeBron and won a championship. At that time, I didn't know if he was willing to do it again at this time, and he has been very willing to defer. He actually played some defense last night. I didn't know. I just know that was in.
I actually am much more encouraged and would rather and prefer the Rockets' trajectory and the promise that they have right now than to watch them be a 6 or 7 or 8 seed in the playoffs right now, a team that's not really going anywhere. Like they would be better with Kyrie and James, and maybe they would be playing right now, but they wouldn't be a championship contender. And like they would just be a team
building towards it.
They would just be a team in the playoffs. I'm much more into what they're building right now.
So you're into them just not being a team out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm fine with them as a team that hadn't. Hey, it's been so long since they've been in the playoffs. I don't feel entitled to a damn thing. So yeah, I'm good with it for another year and see what this team what the core leads you to, as opposed to just treading water or treading in place with Kyrie Irving or James Harden.
Treading, they'd be growing. Coming up, our guy Tony Gwynn Jr. He joins us a little earlier in the week. Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us, and we'll see if he can help us with these Astros. It's getting worse every time we talk to him each week. They are now a season high, 10 games under 500. We'll see what Tony thinks, what's going on right now, coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive, as Clint is out. Clint is out. He's got a throat issue, apparently, though he was out drinking last night, so that may be something too. But
don't be a hater, man.
I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying.
It's just irresponsible.
I'm not saying it's irresponsible. I'm just saying it is on the table. I mean,
no, it's irresponsible.
I know Slim Thug was out there. I know Lil Flip was out there.
He was.
Zero.
I know Zero was out there. Yep. I know Paul Wall was out there. I'm just saying. I just know Clint.
Irresponsible.
May get aggressive a little bit out there. So I just, you know, hey, keep your prayers for him. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. We do have our guy Brandon Scott in for him. And we also have and are joined by our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, Tony, just keeps getting worse every time we talk to you each and every week. They are now 10 games under 500. This is the first time since 2016, the last time they did not make it to the ALCS. And how much longer before, you know, how much more time do you give them before you start thinking, all right, man, they may not be able to come back from this? I know a lot of people aren't there yet. I am not there yet. I've got the towel in my hand. I'm not there yet. But how much longer, as we sit here, is it's April 24th and they're 7-17?
I think the question you have to ask yourself is what is the alternative? What is the shift? Right. I don't think the Astros are in a spot where they're tearing anything down. You got Verlander. You still got Altuve signed up. We don't know what's going to happen with Bregman. And so I don't know where the pivot is for the Astros. The good thing is that no one's really running away with the division. It's at best 500 division. And so the Astros have enough talent where they could get going and close the gap. We've seen them do it before. So, that being said, there's been no signs of the turnaround as of yet. You know, the starting pitchers have struggled. The offense has struggled, especially with runners in scoring position. And, you know, they're going to have to try to, you know, just keep their head above water as long as they can until they get hot.
Tony, given everything that you just said, the fact that they do still have all of this talent and that there is no world beater in the division, nobody seems to be running away with it. What about this Astros start surprises you the most?
the offense, honestly. I mean, you came into the year, you know, outside of being able to depend on Fromber, but he's injured, you know. You haven't been able to keep guys. Verlander was coming back. So you can see that the pitching could have to, there might be a scenario in which they got to kind of, you know, pick it up a little bit. Whereas the offense has been so dependable over so long a period of time that you just kind of take that for granted, that offense is going to come out and, you know, score a bunch of runs like they always do. That has not been the case. And so I think, you know, when you kind of take a step back from it all, the offense is the thing that is, it's just like, and you know, a close second would probably be the back end of that bullpen. I don't think anybody thought Presley and Hader would, you know, struggle the way they have early on in the season.
You know, Tony, when you talk about the offense coming into this series, they lead the majors in hits. Which is crazy. They just don't get them when anybody's in scoring position. But they lead the majors in hits, and they have opportunities. At what point is it a thought of, all right, you know, the water will get level here and stuff will start to work out? Or, hey, man, you just aren't good when it comes to swinging the bat with runners in scoring position. Like, it is hard to look at it when you think how often – how many hits. They had a game against the Royals 2 weeks ago. I think they had 15 hits, and they scored 3 runs. Like, it is unreal, yeah. to see. Like, do you see?
Or it'll be like yesterday where they're down. They give up 5 runs in the first inning, and, you know, you've put yourself in a hole. So it's like it's if it's not one thing, it's another.
Does that even out in your mind, or is it just like, hey, man, you just ain't really good with hitting with runners in scoring position?
First of all, it never evens out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the offensive guys, no matter what, hits don't even out. That being said, you know, it's not as though especially these guys. I mean, we're talking about the Jordan Alvarez of the world. We're talking the Altuves. We're talking Bregman. I mean, these guys, this is where they've made their money, is with runners in scoring position. So they didn't forget how to do it. And, you know, sometimes what can happen, and I watched this all year with that Padre team last year, and they were one of the worst in the league with all of that talent, with runners in scoring position. What can happen is after it starts to happen a little bit early, guys start to press. And when they start to press, and especially in the game of baseball, the more you do, the less you're going to get out of it. And so it could be a little bit of sign of that. I would tend to lean towards, with this team, with this offense in particular, that water will find its level. These guys will eventually start to get, and I think, especially we're talking April, end of April, the idea is to keep creating the opportunities. Eventually, somebody's going to get a hit, everybody relaxes, and then they get back to doing what they normally have. I mean, that's the way you have to look at it because of the way they performed in the past.
Our MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., joins us. Remember, Insider Calls are brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Me and Brandon, we were talking right before we brought you on, and this season, more than any season of, like, my life, and I know it is just April 24th, Tony, is making me reevaluate the level of importance that I have given major league managers. I'm serious, Tony. I have always said, okay, like, football coaches, the head coach, the NBA head coach, like, those guys have a lot more influence or more valuable, important than, you know, baseball managers. To me, it's like baseball managers are at the bullpen, especially in the postseason and you know, certain decisions like that. Man, it is crazy. Dusty dealt with hell on earth every year, just like the Astros are dealing with this year. And to look at where it is now and to look at how he handled it is insane.
Well,
it is clear, Tony, that we all just took him for granted, and I was the largest supporter, I would say, of Dusty in the city. Like, it is clear that is the biggest change and difference with this team.
Well, listen, I'll caution that by saying that ultimately if the players are performing, we're probably having a different conversation. That being said, you know, a manager typically is just going to be able to, you know, in terms of X's and O's, in terms of what's on the field, they're putting a lineup together. They're trying to put guys in positions where they can have success, and they're managing a bullpen. However, when things get rocky and it ain't going the right way, a lot of times the team will take on whatever personality, whatever kind of mindset the manager takes on. And that can be valuable when, you know, things start to hit the fan, because, you know, it's very easy to in that game to start, as I said, pressing and trying to do more. And you kind of need a calming voice. And that's not to say that Joe's not being is not being calm, but I can't imagine in a year one trying to manage this all this happening. It's probably not all that easy.
Tony, as a player and as a clubhouse, at what point do you start looking at the standings and actually doing math? Like, you don't understand what your record is. You know when you're on a losing streak, of course. But at what point in the long baseball season, we talk about it all the time, how long of a season it is, at what point do you guys as players actually start looking at the standings, not just observationally, but actually doing math and figuring out what the likelihood is of you doing whatever it is you feel like you might do?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably glancing at it all year, but I think you don't start really paying attention until you get into that first third of the season, around June-ish, that time frame there. Because now, not only are you looking at the standings, but you start to know who teams really are, like what their true identity is at that point. And that doesn't mean it's not evolving, but you have a better baseline at that point. And I think that's when you start kind of looking in and you know, making sure you're not too far out or trying to cut the ground somewhere, you know, in between there. Because, you know, as you get into with the schedule being changed now, you don't get as many opportunities within your division. Those tiebreakers actually matter. So you start kind of looking in that area about June that you start locking in on that schedule and really trying to dial it in.
Yeah, I feel like a race to 500 right now. That's all they can really focus on. 10 games behind 500.
500. Man, they don't even sound like that's in the distance right now.
Hey man, one game at a time, dog. One game at a time.
Listen, I'm tell you what, they lose to them Rockies. they lose to them sorry ass Colorado Rockies coming up in later this weekend. We're gonna have to have different conversations around here. Yeah. All right, Tony, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you. you know how bad the Rockies are. We'll talk to you next
time. I was going to say anything, but the Padres just lost to them last night. So.
Damn, Tony.
This can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah.
Nah, I really don't feel good.
Anything can happen with Spencer Eric Getty on the mound coming up. I'll tell you that.
I'll say the Padres are actual 500 baseball team.
There you go. All right, Tony, we'll talk to you next week.
You guys have a good one.
All right, that's our Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. All right, I got to be honest. I think this is absolutely the right thing to do, but I am almost shocked and surprised that they actually did this. Way, way, way too late on this. And a lot happening last night. We'll catch you up on the NBA playoffs and catch you up on last night's loss as the Astros drop another one in Chicago. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.